Bund auf Chofei Meralef, here by the Mishnah. Ha-Payis Ha-Sheni. The second Payis, the first one we had before was it came out afterwards the made for the Trumas Hadeshin. And now the second Payis, the second time they made this type of a choosing, that they had all the Kanim that wanted to do the Avoida make a circle in the Lishkas Hagozis we just had, which is on the Mizrach side, which was Bekoidish in the Azorah. And they made a circle, and Sagan came and took off some tznefes from one of them and picked a large number, 100, 150. Then he started to go around and around till it ended up at one coin. He was zeichet to do the avoida. So what was the second piece? Mishreichet. Who should do the shechita for the korban atomid in the morning? Rashi says mishreichet es atomid. Mizorik. Then the second piece was who makes the zrika. He's about who makes the Kabbalah, mashmid is not a separate coin. One of these two, either the one that does the Shechita, or the one that does the Zrika, does the avoid the in-between of Kabbalah. Now the Gemara will have a suffix, which one of the two does it. But one piece is who does the Shechita, and then we have who does the Zrika. Then mi medashin mizbeach apnimi, who cleans out the inside mizbeach every morning. That's another avoida. Mi medashin esa menorah. Who cleans out the menorah? That's another avoida, another kain for that. And the Gemara will see it's a suffix if we make a special piece for each one of these, or else the pshat is really there are 13 kahanim we need here in the morning to take care of the korban atomid. So the question is in the Gemara, do we make 13 different pieces here, or else no, we make really only one piece? Like he takes number 100. Whoever comes out to be number 100, he does the Shechita. Then the next one does the Zrika. The next one does the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. We don't make a special piece, but just rather now we go in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. They do these 13 Avodas. So that's the Gemara Sofik. But another piece was, Mi Medashin Es HaMenorah. Who has the right to clean out the Menorah? Or Mi Malei Vorim Lekevish. Which kohen could bring the pieces of the meat of the korban oilah up to the kevish? Now, how did they carry the evorim, or how many kohanim did they need b'shas they were carrying up the evorim, the pieces? Is haroi shvi haregel. One kohen used to carry the head of the korban oilah, of the korban atamid, and the regel. The regel, Rashi says, shel yamin, the right regel, the right or b'kohen echad, with one kohen, or shnei hayadayim b'kohen sheni. And the two yadayim with a different coin. Next one by to shnei hayadayim, the two hands, that's with another coin. Ha'ukitz v'haregel, that's with another coin. Ha'ukitz, Rashi says, hu hazonav, that's like the tail. V'haregel shel smirl, and the left leg. V'koin shlishi, that's the third coin of carrying up the pieces of the meat. V'hachoze v'hagora, v'hachoze, that's the breast, that Rashi, hu hashumin, haroyes akarka. Without the ribs, just the breast, that was another kohen had that. The hagoro, so Rashi, what's the hagoro? Who had tzavor? That's like the neck. Ovoy mechuber hakone v'yakovid. That you have the kone, that's the windpipe. The yakovid and the liver. The halev and the heart. The hachoz and the breast. The hagoro, the kohen revi. Is he's one coin carried the chaz of the breast and the gorah together. That's v'hachaz of v'hagorah, that's for the fourth coin. Oshtei ha'defanis, the two sides, that was with the fifth coin. V'hakrovayim, and the kishkas, the inside, that's b'shishi, that's with the sixth coin. So we needed six different kahanim to carry up the pieces of the meat of the korban atomid onto the kevish. Then v'hasoilis, you had to have another coin to carry the soilus, Rashi says, Yisaron lemincha nisko shotamid. Another coin carried up the Yisaron of flour for the nisko of the korban atomid. V'yachavitin. The chavitin, Rashi, that's the chatzi Yisroin of shokoin godol, shekorvin matmidim b'chol yoim. Every day the coin godol had to bring the special mincha, the chavitin. Shenem, the posuk says, machatzitza baboiku, machatzitza beruf. Half was brought in the morning, like the korban atomid shashachar, and half was brought in the afternoon with the atomid shavein abayim. V'somach le'yamachavas, b'shem and teyosa, l'kach kori chavitin. So we need another kohen to carry the soilus, yevah ha-chavitin, v'ha-yayin, and you need another kohen to carry the yayin. Rashi v'ha-yayin, sholish lugin, shol nisach l'keves atomid. You need three lugim yayin for the korban atomid. So the kits are all together, we have ishloisha osa kahanim. We have 13 kahanim here by the second pious to choose which one should take care of the avodah that was negated to the korban atomid shoshachar. 13 kahanim was zoicha to do these 13 different avoidas. Oma ben Azai, lefner Rabbi Kiva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua, derech hilucha hayikarev. The question was, when they brought up these pieces of meat of the Korban HaTamid, when the different kahanim carried it up to the Kevish, in which order did they carry the pieces of meat? So Ben Azai says all the name of, in front of Rabbi Kiva, the name of Yeshua, that derech hilucha, the same way when the animal is alive, the way the animal walks, in other words, the head comes first, then the top part, then the back part, that's the way they carried up the pieces of meat also to the Mizbeach. The Rashi says, Kederech hilucha b'chayiv, the same way the animal walks, when it's alive, hayakarav hatamid, that's the way they carried up now, after the Shechita, each piece of meat up to the Kevish. Well, the Gemara portion, the Gemara will explain exactly how the Seder was, how did he carry up the pieces of meat. So the Gemara Yiboylihu, Kishen Mephaisin, La'avoyda achas mefaisin. When we say now we made the second pious to get these 13 different avoidas, that we make a special pious for each avoida. In other words, we made mamish 13 different times. Did the skan have to pick a number and he went around counting till he got to number 100? Then he started over again another count to get the next avoida zrika. I do maybe no. L'chol avoida v'yavoida hein mefaisin. For all the avoiders together, they made like one piece. Like Rashi says, "Avoida achas mefaisin." They're going mi shoychit. Look, sheyiska mi shezoch leshchita. Shuv ein piece l'shar yudbeis avoiders. Elakhanim shemakofim liyaminoi nimshachem achrov. Kefiseda mishnasenu. Sheni lizrika shlishi ladishin mizbech afnim revi lemenorah v'chein lekulam. Hey, that's the first side. The first side is kishay mefaisin l'avoida achas mefaisin. They made only one pious for all these 13 avoiders, and when number 100 came out of this kohen, then the one on his right got the next avoider, the next one the next avoider. Oidum, the other side is no. L'chol avoider ve'avoider hem mefaisin. For each avoid, each one of these 13 different avoiders, there was a special pious for each one of them. Rashi Oidum l'chol avoider ve'avoider ha'yechoyzrin o'maitzin es b'yoseyin le'minyin v'azoycha zoycha. They had to make a new count, and they put out the hands again with a new number, and they went around counting. That's the shaila in the Mishnah. Do we count for each one separately, or we make only one count, and from then on, whoever is zoycha there, the next one, the next one, the next one, gets the next 13 avoiders. Toshima, come on, bring your raya. We had before, arboa paisoi soyusham. They only made four different choosing throughout the day in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, vi salka daitach. L'chol avoida. Hey, mefaisin, if you want to tell me each one of these 13 avoidas need a special pious here, abazay tuvhevi. Why do you only say before the Mishnah? There's only four pious. We have much more. Here, b'shas, the second time, they made a lot of them. So Mar says, that wouldn't be a raya. Omer av nachmer Rabbi Yitzchak. Hochi komer. This is what the Mishnah means before. Arbo pa'omim nichnosim lahofis. I'll tell you, four different times of the day did the Kohanim get together to make the circle that the Skan picked a number and they made a choose to count which one should get the Avoidim. Four different times of the day. I'll tell you, l'chol chodah v'chodah. But at each time, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, when they made this piece, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you, hoya batuba payosas. Maybe at 9 o'clock it wasn't just one piece. Maybe 9 o'clock they made 13. They made 7, they made different piyasin. It just means that four different times of the day did they make piyas. But at each time when they made it, maybe they made a lot at each time. So again, this will not be a raya. Versus Toshma, come and bring another raya. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Loihoya payas lamachta. For the Kteris, when the Kohen brought in the Kteris, there was not a special piyas for the machta. El Kohen, but the same Kohen, Shezoicha Victoris, that is zeicha to put the k'teris, to throw the k'teris on top of the coals on the mizbech apnim, is oimel zesh imoy zoch imoy b'machta. He says the one right next to him, he's zeicha to do the machta. So you see, by the machta and the k'teris, there's only one piyus for both of them. So who the limit is, who are then by all avoidis? You make only one piyus for all of them that are in the same parsha. The Rashi says, l'hoye payas l'machta, kishoye mafaisin l'k'teris. When they made the next piyus, who was zeicha to do the k'teris? Kiratnad masnisin chadoshim l'k'teris. They always had a new kohen to do the k'teris. Now boye v'efisu v'yak'teris tzrichin shnei kohanim. The shashi did the k'teris. You had to have two kohanim with you. Echad shemer lecha k'teris lehechel. One kohen brings the k'teris, the spices into the hechel. u'maktiroi, and he throws the spices of the k'teras on top of the mizbech apnim, on top of the coals there. Now the echod need another kohen she'choise gecholu mi'al mizbech achitzin. The next kohen, he has to take a shovel full of boiling coals from the mizbech achitzin. He takes a shovel full of them. U'machnis lehechol, he brings the shovel full of the coals into the hechol. And he puts it down for noisin on the mizbech apnimi. He puts those coals down on the mizbech apnimi. Lahakti rasa k'teres alayin. Then the other kohen that has the k'teres, he throws, pours the k'teres on top of these burning coals. So b'kitzu, we need two different kohanim b'shas the k'teres. K'dafin l'kamon, mikroi. Shegecholei mizbech apnimi nitolei mizbech achitzen. That when you had the coals on the inside mizbech, it never started off there. It was just taken off from the outside mizbech. B'chol yoyim. Now, come Rabbi Yehuda, loyhoye mafisen misha zeicha b'machta. We didn't make a special piyus for the one that zeicha to take the shovel to carry the out from the outside mizbech the coals inside. Ela misha yiske b'k'teres, rather the coin that was zeicha to pour the k'teres on the coals. Or misha zeicha bo, the one that was zeicha oimel lezeshi b'minoi. He tells the one that's on his right hand side, zeichi mi b'machta. You should know you're zeicha now to take the machta with me into the mizbech apnim. Alma, what do we see? Lav l'chol avoidim avoid mafaisinan. You see, you don't make a special pious for each avoider. Rather, each time, like the four times of the day, when we make a pious, that one pious helps to choose all the avoiders that are chosen at that time. So what did in our mission now? When we have 13 different kahanim to take care of the korban atamid, we only make one pious, and the one kohen that's zeicha for the shechita, the one on his right, gets the zrika, and that's the way it goes down. Tomorrow answers again, no, maybe there's no right from here. I tell you, Shani Machto K'teres, Dechodo Avoidehi. Here it's Mamish one Avoidah. These two Kahanim are both doing the Avoidah of Haktaras Haktaras, of Bimachto the K'teres. That's why there's only one piece. But maybe now, Mishnah, no, there are different types of Inyonim to take care of the Zbechap, the Dishim Zbechap Nimi, take care of the Menorah, take care of the Shechita, the Zrikam. Maybe it's called different Avoidahs. You need a separate piece for each one of them. And he could the army someone to say just the opposite. The biik is Davka Machto K'teres Dechod Avoidi. You know where Yehuda says that the one that gets the Machton doesn't need his own special pious because his mamash is the same type of an avoidum as the K'teres. Only here. I'll tell you Avushar Avoidis by all other avoiders, like by the Korban Atomic or Shachar, maybe boy is pious. Maybe it does need a pious. No, here Abizoi Macht Yisrochle. Here the Machta we need for Chiddush. Kosal Tadak Chaminach. I would have thought Hoyo V'loy Shchicha. Since it's not Shchiach, what we don't have, it doesn't happen that often. The K'teres. You only brought the K'teres twice a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Rashi Hoyo V'loy Shchiach. Hakteres Elo Pamayim L'Yoyim. You only brought two K'teres a day. Shein Hakteres Boy Nedava. Not Boy Nedava. Nobody can bring a K'teres for a Nedava. So it didn't happen that often. Mashenka the carbon oil, you could have 100 a day. But the k'teres didn't happen that often. Vaito ma'asro. And who are then, whoever does it, became rich from it. As I would have thought, maybe naskin lay pias b'fnayatzma, maybe that's the sfar that the machto, even though it's like chod avoid, it's like part of the avoid of the k'teres. But since it's a special avoider, it doesn't happen too often, and you become rich if you do the k'teres. I would have thought maybe you have to have two special pias, two separate ones. Kamashmala, no. That even the machtam goes together with one. For the kids, so we have no raya what's going to be by other avoiders. Maybe other avoiders need only one, and maybe they need each one separately. So from the din of the machta and the k'teres, you have no raya. Fight the toshma, come and bring another raya. Here it says clearly, Ditoni Rebbe Chia, Loi l'chol avoidov yavoid mafaisin. We did not make a special piece, a special count for each avoid that we have to do by the korban atomid. Elo koyin shezocha betomid. Rather, the koyin, the first one that was zeicha to do the shechita of the korban atomid, is shnei mosa ochiv akhanim. The 12 other brothers, in other words, the 12 other kahanim on his right side, one after another, nimshochim imoy, they get it after him. In other words, the one on his right gets the zrika. The one on his right then gets the next avoida. It goes keseda. So Shema Mina, we see clearly, you do not have to make like 13 different piyasin. Rather, there's only one piyas in the morning for the Tomer HaShachar, and the one koin, the first koin at Zeicher in the Shechita, the one on his right gets the next one, on his right gets the next one, and the next 12 kohanim get the next of the 12 avoidas. So clearly, we only made one piyas in the morning for this time of the Shechita of the Korban HaTomid, and the next 12 kohanim on his right side got it. Right, the piyas HaShenid, the Mishnah says. The second pious was to be zeicher for the tomid shoshacher. Iboilihu, mi mekabel, which koyin now was zeicher to make the kabolas adam? His mishnah only says we made a pious, which one should get the shchita, and which one should get the zrika. So we know there's a special koyin for the shchita of the korban atomid, and a special koyin for the zrika. Now the kabbalah, the mishnah doesn't say. So obviously one of those two kahanim does the avoid of the kabbalah sadam. He receives the dam in the kli shervis. For the gemari boili who mi mekabel, which one? Shechit mekabel, one svar is the one that zeichet to do the shchita. He should also make the avoid of kabbalah. Why? He should receive the dam in the kli shervis. The amrit, zurich mekabel, because if you're going to tell me, the kohen that makes the zrika, he is the one that makes the kabbalah. Agav chavivusei, since he's zeicher to do the zrika, which is a very choshev avoidah, it's chaviv loy mekabalei lekule dam. We have to be afraid. Maybe you won't wait there to receive all the dam of the klisharis. He'll feel as long as he has like halfway filled, and he has enough blood here to make this rikum, he's going to want to go and run and do this rikum. And since it's a choshev avoidah, and like a svar, like since he's in a rush to do this rikum, he won't want to wait until he received all the dam in the kli. He'd rather run right away and do this rikum. So that's a svara. Don't let the kohen that does this rikum make the kabbalah, but rather let the kohen that makes the shchita do the kabbalah. He'll do a good job. He'll be mekabel all the dam. Like Rashi says, mi mekabel dam hatomid tekivon deloy monalei b'masnisin koyin. The Mishnah doesn't say a separate kohen for that. Shemamina chad mahani yavidlo. One of these two, either the sheichet or the zerek, does the kabbalah. Agav chavivusei tezrika she avoidis mizbeach. Since he's in a rush to do this special avoidam, lo mekabel elakuli dam. He won't wait to receive all the dam. We are meeting lekamon, and we say later on in the Gemara that the locher is lechatchil at least that tzorech sheyakabel es kol adam shenemar v'yes kol dam hapar yishofich mashm all the dam you have to have in the klisharis. So the mitzvah lechilu with the mekabel wait and receive all the dam. So that the svara don't let the zorech do it because he won't wait. The Gemara says oiduma maybe no zorech mekabel. There's a svara let the zorech he should do the kabbalah more than the one that makes the shrita. Why? Di amrit sheichet mekabel, because if you're going to tell me the kohen that was zeichet to make the shchita, he'll do the kabbalah also. Zimnin de shochet zar. Hey, for the shchita of the korbanos, you don't have to have a kohen. Even a zar could do the shchita. It's interesting. Mashmu, they made the pious to get the zrika to make the shchita. A zar could also be in that pious. So we have to be afraid. Maybe a zar was zeichet to do the shchita of the korban atamid. And if you tell me always that the sheichet does the kabbalah, that can't be, because sometimes the sheichet will be a zar, and a zar can't do the kabbalah. So that's the svara always the same, that the zarek should make the kabbalah. So Rashi zimnin the shochet zar, shashchita ksherim bezar, via kabbalah psula boy. A zar can't do a kabbalah. Shenema v'shochet es ben habokor, v'hekrivu hakahanim es adam. So we darshin that mi kabbalah v'yelech, from the avoid of receiving the dam, then it's mitzvah's kuna. Limad ala shchita shekshere bazar. So I don't know if the zar is in the pious. Could be no. Havadam will make the pious we make the choosing is only from the kahanim. But the Gemara is saying in the Svara though, that sometimes, I don't know how, but it could come out that a zar did the shchita. So if you're going to tell me that the pious, the kohen that wins the shchita, he's the one that also does the kabbalah, we have to be afraid that sometimes the bottom of the case will come out that a zar will go and do the shchita. And he can't do the kabbalah. So that's as far as maybe the zarek should always have to do the kabbalah also. So Moshe says, Toshima, come and bring your raya. That Ben Kotin also Yudvei's dad Likir. Ben Kotin was the name of a kohen gadol. Rashi says kohen gadol hoya. He made 12 different sprouts that came out of the kir. That was a big spot that they got the water to mekadesh the yadayim, to clean their hands first. So he made 12 different sprouts that the water come out from. Kidei sheyu yud veiz ochi vakanim hu asukim v'tomid mekadishin yodayim v'ragleim v'basachas. Kidei that all 12 kahanim that have to take care of the korban atomid, they should be able to wash their hands at the same time. V'basachas, they should all be able to do it. So Rashi says, yud veiz dadin shu yoytsek behen mayim, that the water comes out from it. So he has the 12 kahanim to take care of the avoidah. If you want to tell me the kohen that does the shchita, he's the one that also makes the kabbalah. So b'zoy to laser heavy, there should be 13 sprouts, because our Mishnah says 13 different kahanim were chosen to do the avoidis. So really there are 13. So what do you want to tell me now? If you tell me now that the Kohen that does the Shechita, he does not do the Kabbalah, he only does the Shechita, then it's good. Even if he's a Kohen doing the Shechita, but he does not need Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim. Hey, since the Shechita is Kosher Bazaar, that's not called like an Avoida of the Kahuna, it's called an Avoida, but not an Avoida of a Kohen, you don't need Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim. So if that first Kohen only does Shechita, nothing more, it's good, then there's only 12 Kohanim that have to wash the hands. It's even though the Mishnah says 13, but the first one doesn't have to wash his hands, because he only does the Shechita. But if you're going to tell me the Kohen that does the Shechita, he also has to do the Kabbalah, for the Avoidah, HaKabbalah, you do have to wash your hands, because that's called an Avoidah. So then it's Shver, we should have made 13 different nozzles for the water to come out. Why did he only make 12? El Alav Shemamin, it's a Raya, that Zerik Mekabal, that the Kohen that does the Zrikam, he's the one that does the Kabbalah. Shemamina, so then it's very good. The first Kohen that did the Shechita, all he did was only the Shechita. Therefore, he did not have to wash his hands. There's no mitzvah kiddush yadayim for aglayim before you do the Shechita. So therefore, Ben Katan only had a maid, Yud Beis Dad, for the other 12 Kohanim that will have to wash their hands. So Drashi Tleiser Hevi, Sherei Shleisha Sara Avoidus Nimnu Mishnasenu. Our Mishnah says 13 different Avoidus. Pi Avoidus Pias Atomit. But the first Avodah of Shechita, the Kohen that does it, even if he's a Kohen, he does not need Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Afilu Kishiv a Kohen, Lefi Shei Avodah Shikshere Bazar, because Shechita is such an Avodah that even a Zar could do it. Now, V'yam with Shechit Mekabal, if you tell me now the same Kohen that does the Shechita, he's the same one that does the Avodah of Kabbalah, Nimsa Shut Sarach L'Kadosh Yodav Raglav, Vishvil HaKabbalah. Then he also has to use the kiyur to mekadesh his hands for the avoidah of the Kabbalah. So why did he only make Yud Beis? He should have made Yud Gimel. Elamayzer Shemamino, that the first Kohen that did the Shechita did not have to make a Kiddush at all, because he only did the Shechita, nothing more. Who did the Kabbalah? The second Kohen that got the Zrikam. So Shemamino, that's a good raya. Mor says, Omalei Ravacha Brei the Rav Ravashi Afana Namitanina. I also have a raya for this. That who did the Kabbalah? The Kohen that did the Zrika, he's the one that did the Kabbalah. That while we learn clearly, Shochat HaShochet, the one that made the Shechita. The Kibel HaMakabel, then the next Kohen made the Kabbalah, Uvoloi Lizroi, and that Kohen then went to make the Zrika. So you see, the Kohen that made the Kabbalah, he's the one now Uvoloi, he himself comes, Lizroi, to make the Zrika. Shema Amina, another good Rayim. That the Mishnah, who makes the Kabbalah? The second Kohen, the one that does the Zrika. And we're not afraid that maybe he won't make a good Kabbalah. No, we'd rather let him make the Kabbalah, because for sure he'll be a Kohen. Mashen can't let the first one that does the Shechita. We have to be afraid maybe sometimes he'll be a Zar, so we can't let him do the Kabbalah. So therefore we always give the Kabbalah to the Kohen that does the Zrika. Shrashi Yafan Anam Tanino, from the Sechta Tomit, Obola Lizrak Asin. Right. Now the Mishnah says, Omar ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, that what? How do the different Kohanim here, these six Kohanim that carry the different parts of the animal, of the Korban HaTamid, they have to carry the pieces of meat onto the Kevish. So there's seven Kohanim here, six Kohanim carrying it. How does the Seder, how do they carry, which one goes first? So ben Azai said over, Derech Hiluchai. The same way the way an animal walks when he's alive, that's the way now after Shechita, they cut up the pieces, the Nesachim, they carry each piece by itself. So Tana Rabbanan, the price says like this, Ketzat Derech Hilucha. How is it considered Derech Hilucha, how the animal is walking when he's alive? Trashi Derech Hilucha means, Shel Tzad HaRosh Kodmin, the head goes first, HaKodim Kodim, like the first part of the animal, the way you're walking, his head, then the next part, that's the way we carry up the pieces to the Kevish. How is it? Is HaRosh V'Yeregel. That everybody is masking. The head goes first, and with the head we also take the regal, take the left leg. Why the leg? The Gemara later will say why we take the leg with the rush, even though that's not called Derech Hiluchai, because the leg is in the back. But I call upon him, the head comes first, and with the head you have to bring the regal. So Drashi Harosh Beregal, Shel Yemin, forget the right side, the right leg. Ledivrei HaKol Kedemis. Everybody holds, this comes first. The first Kohen that was there to carry the pieces was carrying the head and the right leg. This will dash from the pasuk that the head has to come first. And it's a svara with the head has to go the right regal. Then goes the breast. The hagoran, that goes the neck. because that's the next first part of the animal that's walking. Then ushtei yodayim, then the two hands. Then ushtei defanas, the two sides. Then ukus, that's the tail, on the back. Then regel, the back legs, that the regel, that's the left foot that goes left. That's considered derech hilucha. That's the way the animal walks when it's alive. Rabbi Yosi argues on this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi yom derech hafshatoi. No, we carry up the pieces of meat the way you amash it, the way you, when you skin the animal, the first meat that gets skinned, that meat goes first on the mizbeach, on the kevish. Rashi derech hafshatoi mitzad haraglayim. The way you skin an animal, you take the skin off the backside first, off the raglayim, the legs first. Letzad harosh. You pull the skin off the legs first towards the head. The male is just the opposite way. So how is it? So tomorrow, ketzad derech hafshatoi. How is the case of derech hafshatoi? How do you get the skin off the meat? Is harosh v'regel. Let everybody hold. That's a posik. That even though really you skin the head last, but the rush has to come first. Then goes the regal, then goes the right leg. Then ukutz, that's the back, that's the tail, because that's the way you skin it first. Then via regal, then the left leg, that's the next one to get skinned. Then shtei, just the opposite, just backwards. Then shtei defan at the two sides. Then shtei adayin, the two arms. Hachozem, then you get the breast. Then via gor, then you get the neck. That's the way you skin it last. So I'm skinning it from back to front. Rabbi Akiva Roimer Derech Nesuche. We carry it up the way we cut the korban oil, the korban atomit. What does that mean? Rashi Derech Nesuche. Kesedesh Shemanat Chinoise. The same way we slice up the piece of meat into pieces. Leacher Avshota. If you skinned it, Aver Acher Aver. You cut it one Aver after another Aver. The Seva Nituche Meforsh Masech Atomit. It's a Gemara Adel Masech Atomit. How did they cut up the korban atomit? Kamoishu Seder Khan. The same way we have the Seder right now here. Ketsa Derech Nituach. How do we cut off the korban atomit? So our Gemara says, Ketsa Derech Nituchai. What does it mean? How do you cut off? What do you cut up first? Harosh. First we cut the head. Then via regal. Then comes the back or the right leg. Ushtei Yodayim. Then comes the first two hands. Then Hachozer. Then comes the breast. Vihagorom. Then comes the neck. Then Ushtei Defanis. V'yulkut, then comes the back, the tail. V'yuregel, then comes the leg. That's called derech nituach. That's the way they cut it. So Rashi says, Zukeshu menateach, noisen kol eiver v'yiver, l'misha zochabo. As soon as you cut that part and you give it to the kohen that's zeicha to carry it. V'chulam oimdim shom, everybody is standing, ad shekablu shom kulun, until all these six kohanim got the six different parts of the korban atamid. For holchin and malichin ois lekevish. Then they would start walking one after another to bring these pieces up to the kevish. Zeachazeh. Or the seder holochosan pligi. The whole machlokes here is how did they walk? Which coin was in front of the next one? Hani tani maro mahochi or maro mahochi. That's our machlokes here. Which coin walked in front of the other coin? But everybody's masking the same way. That first each coin got his piece that he's supposed to carry, and then they started to walk. So only question, which piece was in front of the other piece? Yes.